entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday. Still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
Both of Alabama's U.S. senators are condemning the actions that are taking place at Columbia University as well as other college campuses. Protesters have set up tents at Columbia and even blocked traffic, all in support of Palestine and in protest of Israel. Police have been called in to protect the Jewish students and to arrest those who have become unruly. Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq has canceled in-person classes due to their harassing behavior. Senator Tommy Tuberville says thousands of Jewish Americans are under attack as they head into the Passover season and that anti-Semitism has no place in society or on college campuses. Senator Katie Britt said this is a disgrace and that the U.S. Senate should work to pass the Stop Anti-Semitism on College Campuses Act. Britt called on Democrats to stop standing with the radical far left and against the Jewish people. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news, and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
Today, the Alabama House will vote on a piece of legislation that prohibits the instruction of gender ideology in public schools grades K through 12. HB 130 expands on an already existing state prohibition on teaching gender identity and sexual orientation to grades K through fifth grade. House members plan to add an amendment to the bill while it's on the House floor that would extend this prohibition even further to those working with students in areas like space camp. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available. So come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Thanks for calling it online, Joey Clark Live. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. It's 272-9228. Let's go to Trish on line one. Hey, Trish.
Hi, how are y'all today?
I'm doing all right.
Today.
It is.
I'd like to say this about aging. All my family members died very young, my immediate family. I've outlived my mother 10 years, my daddy 60, my brother like 24, my sister 30. And so whenever my mother died at 55,
yeah.
Well, I thought that was old, and I was in my 20s. But now that I'm 65, having a lot of health problems, I think I'm old. I mean, I feel old. But, you know, I've got cousins that are 70 and 80 years old, get around better than I do. So I just think it's a frame of mind.
I think you're absolutely right. And when you think about it, the way a lot of people's parents go, you have kids, and then it's when you hit your 50s that you're kind of becoming the empty nesters, but not how many kids you got.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of life still left to live.
Well, there is. And then we became absolute, you know, the empty nesters are getting older when they leave. You know, my first one left at a very young age, but the other two kind of hung around till they were 30. And when they finally got, I got to be an empty nester, well, I'm bored. I don't know what to do with myself. I really don't, but, you know, it's good to have my quiet time. Really. Now I have three dogs. You know, that's enough.
Yeah, I like my routines. I'll put it that way. I am becoming an old man, even at a young age.
Yeah. I have a son like that. He's real old and very young age. He's about your age. But, he thinks a lot further up the road than I do, for sure.
Well,
anyway, it's talking to y'all.
Appreciate it, Trish. Thank you, ma'am.
You have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. Again, that's 272-9228. I got to play this clip real quick. This is Jonathan Turley laying out the absurdity of this case that is still ongoing in New York against Trump. So let's listen in to Jonathan Turley here on Fox News.
You look at the court of public opinion on this, U.S. adults' view of the hush money case that we are watching play out in real time. And when asked how Americans see the former president Trump's behavior in this hush money case, 35% say they see it as illegal. Okay, but 31% say unethical but not illegal, and 14% say nothing wrong. So 45% of respondents say they see it unethical or nothing wrong, more than those who see it as illegal behavior. Your thoughts on this day?
Well, that's not unexpected. I think if you poll people and ask if Trump was responsible for the bubonic plague, you'd end up with the same 35%. I mean, we have these hard numbers on either end of the poll when it comes to Trump. They don't move no matter what the subject is. What is clear is in this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way. But on top of that, you've got these tough factual issues that were laid out well by the Trump team, saying someone else designated this as a legal expense, and he was actually paid far in excess of this because of this was a legal account. But also keep in mind, this is what Hillary Clinton's people did. You know, remember when they funded the Steele dossier, which they denied to reporters. They put it as a legal expense, and then they fought the eventual fine that they received from the federal government, saying, but it was a legal expense. But now you've got some of the same Democrats supporting this bizarre theory.
Yeah. Jonathan Turley, spot on. This case in particular just drives me absolutely nuts. I think, and nothing's going to come of it. I mean, they could go nuts. I mean, I guess the judge could technically say, we're throwing you in jail because you won't listen to me and my gag order. But you sure want to cross that line? Sure you want to go there just yet? Now, I want to go to the desk of Dr. Ron Paul, former congressman, presidential candidate Ron Paul. He put it out there today. This question, final nail in America's coffin? When future historians go searching for the final nail in the U.S. coffin, they may well settle on the date April 20th, 2024. On that day, Congress passed legislation to fund 2.5 wars, hand what's left of our privacy over to the CIA and NSA, and give the U.S. president the power to shut down whatever part of the internet he disagrees with. The nearly $100 billion grossly misnamed National Security Supplemental guarantees that Ukrainians will continue to die in that country's unwinnable war with Russia, that Palestinian civilians will continue to be slaughtered in Gaza with U.S. weapons, and that the neocons will continue to push us towards a war with China. It was a total victory for the war party. The huge spending bill is all about politics for Biden, yet so many Republicans simply went along with it. The last thing the people running Biden's White House want to see as a close election approaches are ads blaming Biden for losing Ukraine. The U.S. and its allies have already sent over $300 billion to Ukraine, and the country is still losing its war with Russia. Nobody believes another $60 billion will pull a victory from the jaws of defeat. But this additional money is meant to keep up appearances until November at the expense of Americans who are forced to pay for it and Ukrainians who are forced to die for it. Speaker Johnson could not have passed these monstrosities without the full support of House Democrats, as a majority of Republicans voted against more money for Ukraine. So in the worst example of bipartisanship, Johnson reached across the aisle, stiffed the Republican majority that elected him speaker, and pushed through a massive gift to the warfare corporate welfare state. After the House voted to send another $60 billion to notoriously corrupt Ukraine, members waved Ukrainian flags on the House floor and chanted, Ukraine, Ukraine. While I find it distasteful and disgusting, in some way it seems fitting. Again, writes Ron Paul. After all, they may as well chant the name of a foreign country because they certainly don't care about this country. Along with sending $100 billion that we don't have to fund more overseas war, Speaker Johnson threw in another version of the TikTok ban, which gives Joe Biden and future presidents the power to shut down websites at will by simply declaring them to be foreign-controlled adversaries or foreign-adversary-controlled. Yeah, declaring them foreign adversary control. Not to be outdone, the U.S. Senate on that same day passed the extension of 702 of the FISA Act, which not only allowed the government to continue spying on us without a warrant, but also contained new language massively expanding how they can spy on us. Many conservative voters are asking what the point of Republican control of the House is if the agenda is determined by Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is even reported to have bragged to his colleagues about how easily Speaker Johnson gave Democrats everything they wanted and asked for nothing in return. What is the silver lining in all this bad news? Asks Ron Paul. Most Republicans in the House voted against continuing the Ukraine war. It's a good start. Our ideas are growing, not only across the country, but even in the D.C. swamp. Take courage and don't give up. Work for peace. And yet, we're not. We're continuing to heat up everything around the globe. With money we don't have, with a system that is not trusted for good reason by the vast majority of Americans, but yet they continue to pit us against, well, ourselves. That's the old tried and true method. Pick Team A or pick Team B and then stick by your team no matter what. Don't let something like, you know, independent thinking get in the way, folks. And heck, even if you are an independent thinker, what choice you got? The choices have already been whittled down for you. Now just decide there on Election Day in November. Of course, you could have gotten involved in the primary system. Seriously. Could have gotten involved with the primary system, but I think only about a quarter of Americans actually participate in primaries. I'm talking about the primaries like we just had for Congress, for the U.S. Senate, and for many other offices in state government and local government. People do not want to participate in that sort of decision making. But unfortunately, it's leading to ruin and to a corrupt political class just doing what they, well, have been paid to do. We'll see where it all goes. The war in Ukraine certainly does not look pretty. To me, it looks like the Russians are gearing up to take a lot more territory. They'll be pushing and all the take the rest of the oblast, so to speak, the areas there, including Kharkiv, the big city, and don't be surprised if Odessa gets taken as well. Those are the two largest cities next to Kiev. Kiev being the largest there in Ukraine. And the Russians claim, well, these are more historically Russian. There are sizable Russian minority populations there, Russian-speaking ethnic Russians, 20-something percent in a lot of those regions. In fact, a lot of eastern Ukraine speaks a lot of Russian. And I say this as the Russians continue to bomb and essentially soften the battlefield for what they're preparing. It's not going to be pretty. And I just find the claim that, oh, look, we're sending so much more money, this is going to do so well for the Ukrainians, it's just not true. But we'll see. You know, you could send a game-changing weapon and you change the game for a second and then the Russians adapt. You don't have the artillery. You don't have the ammunition. You don't have the manpower. How are you going to stop them? Yet our moral posturing continues. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. And there at Cole Plumbing, well, James and the team are ready to help you out with your everyday plumbing needs. It could be you've got like a clogged drain or low water pressure. Could be, you know, you've been on the property for a while as trees have grown up, but noticing an issue with the plumbing could be tree root invasion. Maybe you've got a gas line leak or you've discovered a leak and you need to get a pipe fixed up. Well, they have this proprietary pipelining technology. It allows Cole Plumbing with minimal discomfort to you and your home to get in there and solve the problem. That means they're not going to tear out a bunch of drywall or dig up a huge hole in your yard. And of course, they can help you even if you don't really have a problem other than you want to upgrade, say, to a tankless water heater system or maybe a more fancy toilet, even a bidet. They can do it all there at Cole Plumbing when it comes to your plumbing needs. So give them a call today. That's 279-8919. 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, this is Mayor Kelly of Millbrook, Alabama, asking you to join with Joan Drugs on Saturday at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot in Millbrook. Bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. See you there.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Getting tired of
a clip by Peter St. Orange,
and it's kind of what I was just talking about, reading Ron Paul there. This is Peter St. Orange talking about the Washington Uniparty sellout. Let's all, listen in together first. Share this stupid thing, you dope, with the people on the stream. There are 50 folks that want to watch it with you. Take it away, Peter.
In case you had any remaining faith in Congress, they sold you out again. Over the weekend, the Washington Uniparty joined in a touching moment of bipartisanship to hand $95 billion, every last penny borrowed on your tab, to a bunch of foreign countries. It's worth noting Congress is currently sporting a 12% approval rating, which they have earned, which is somewhere between cholera and Genghis Khan. The bill is a masterclass in wielding power of, by, and for the lobbyists. It bundles $61 billion for Ukraine's lost cause with $26 billion to Israel, of which up to $9 could go to Hamas, and $8 billion for the, quote, Indo-Pacific region, which essentially means Taiwan. It's one pointless meat grinder, one terror organization, and two countries that are perfectly capable of paying for their own defense at market rates, but would be very dumb to do that when Congress gives them $34 billion of your dollars instead. The bill tosses in the catastrophic dollar-destroying Russian central bank seizure and mandates a sale of TikTok to presumably California's big tech oligarchy. Naturally, there's not one penny for our actual security crisis, which is the southern border. Now, Republicans had sworn up and down that would never, ever happen, not under their watch,
right,
if promises were raindrops. Now, lest you think Congress feel any shame, the moment this passed, the House erupted into chants not of USA, USA, but of Ukraine, Ukraine, while waving Ukrainian flags in the Congress of the United States. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. At this point, voters of all parties feel abandoned by Washington.
Yep.
Long gone are the days of Occupy Wall Street or Tea Party getting a hearing. We have gone full 1930s style corporatism. From banks to defense contractors to pharma, Hollywood unions, and green energy oligarchs, Washington has gone to the highest bidder. With the plebs relegated to dutifully trooping in and voting the lesser of two evils every November, then slogging back to work and paying for it all. So how to fix it? Start with that 12% approval rating. Our political system derives its legitimacy from the illusion that it's speaking for the majority, when it's actually speaking for, apparently, 12%. In other words, the ground is fertile. Americans of every party, every age, every ideology feel abandoned by Washington. The U.S. system has a beautiful mechanism called the primary, where voters get to veto the clowns foisted upon them and replace them with people they're liking. Most other countries are top-down to keep out the riffraff. Americans almost uniquely do have a voice. Unfortunately, most Americans don't bother, so primary turnout hovers around 1 in 4. The rest are not paying attention. They don't realize the danger. They will. And it's not just Americans. Canadians, Europeans, even Japanese are realizing the anger is not just you. It's not just your friends. It is everybody. But anger alone will not do it. People on all sides have to get a lot more involved, starting with primaries if you've got them, with robust exercise of free speech, political activity, volunteering, donating, organizing. In short, you may not care about politics, but politics cares about you. Organize, or you will serve them. Unfortunately, this all takes time. And in the meantime, expect more disappointments, more uniparty sellouts, more inflation and speculative wars, as the elite keeps getting paid first to put the people last. It is daunting. It is turning a tide. But that tide has been turned many times in history. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
Appreciate it, as always, Peter St. Ange, always putting out great commentary there. We do have to hit a break here before too long, but we can get to fit in a few more stories, if you like, folks. Weird one. There's a congressman in a coma. Now, everybody, of course, hopes that Donald Payne will recover, but if he's still unconscious, I think this all started with a heart attack, and he's on a respirator nearly 2 weeks after a heart attack. That's not good news. Payne's office, the congressman's office, initially described his condition as he suffered a cardiac episode and had a good prognosis, currently recovering in the hospital. Presumably, in response to the report about the congressman's health, his office issued a follow-up statement saying the congressman was in stable condition at a local hospital and continues to be under doctor's care. Stable condition sounds reassuring, but it's vague. So let's hope he gets better. But that's always the question with political leaders and their health, especially as they get older. How much do you tell the public? How much does the public have a right to know? I think we have the right to know a heck of a lot. 272-9228. Coach Tommy Tuberville now speaking from the well of the Senate. As the Senate is advancing this $95 billion foreign aid package that we've been talking about, the uniparty strikes again, folks. Strikes again. Now, before I hit the break, this part of the program brought to you by Dylan Rings. And they're at Dylan Rings. Josh and Leslie Ryder are ready to help you with so many of their options. Like I was telling you about earlier, you got to go to their Facebook or Instagram page and see some of the selection they have. They have some beautiful cross pendant necklaces, diamond cross pendants, crosses in different designs. Just look absolutely beautiful. And at Dylan Rings, you're going to see that sort of high-end selection to that everyday jewelry that still looks great, but it's not going to break the bank or break your heart if you mess it up a little bit or lose it. And then, of course, they can do custom design work there. Josh Ryder is a true artist. The man is second to none when it comes to designing things, even from scratch. If you can dream it, Josh Ryder can make it a reality. But, of course, they do watch repairs. They do repairs of all sorts of jewelry, including watch repairs. They'll do spa treatments. Don't you feel refreshed coming back from a spa treatment? Well, your jewelry is going to feel the same way. It's going to look better. It's going to feel better on you. So check out Dylan Rings today. You can always, again, go to Dylan Rings on Facebook or Instagram or go to DylanRings.com. But I really encourage you to stop by. See Josh and Leslie in person there at 119 Brown Springs Road right here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway. And be sure to tell them that Joey, that fell on the radio, sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday, still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's 272-9228. Now, Trump is continuing to say, it's the economy, stupid. A lot of people around the Trump campaign are saying, that is what's going to get Trump over the finish line. Well, the truly faithful when it comes to Trump, people that have been on the Trump train from the beginning, this courtroom stuff is just making them dig their heels in even more. But it is more the economic aspect that's going on in this country right now that is waking people up. So political pundits and editorial pages all seem flummoxed by Biden's erosion of support amongst traditional Democrats and the coalition the Democratic Party has put together. No one seems more upset by the erosion of black support than Democrat political strategist James Carville, the raging Cajun, who engineered Clinton's 88 victory over incumbent, no, excuse me, that would have been 92. This was written up wrong. That's ironic because it was Mr. Carville who added the memorable phrase, "It's the economy, stupid," to the American political lexicon when he pinpointed President Bush's greatest vulnerability 36 years ago. Between January 2021, when President Biden took his oath of office, up to March of this year, average rents have increased by 20%. By comparison, residential rents increased by just 12% during President Trump's entire term. The increased costs hit blacks and Hispanics disproportionately because of the vast disparity in home ownership. Black and Hispanic workers also disproportionately occupy positions in production and transportation material moving jobs at higher rates. But those are the jobs most vulnerable to being taken by the influx of reported asylum seekers who typically work for less and are less likely to join unions or file complaints with authorities against their employer. The asylum seekers have exploded since President Biden lifted U.S. border restrictions, and crime has also gone up. So it's, I don't know. And you're also seeing more polls come out. What was this one poll? That 40% of renters think they'll never own a home. Up from 27% last year. Well, ain't that America? Let's see who this is on line three. You're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Sandra Burdell.
Hey, Sandra, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm ready to go home, honestly. What's up?
I know you are. I hear all the stuff going on in the country, but I'm really concerned about our area that we're in right now. Mm-hmm. Montgomery is just gone to the dogs.
I agree. What do you think we should do?
Well, my main concern is what is going on with Mayor Reed and this situation that someone has said that the American political reporters said that he is going to be nominated the president of the African American Mayors Association this week.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not some kind of slap in the face to Montgomery?
Some people might consider it an honor, though.
What has he done to deserve that?
I don't know. He's networked well. He's got to know the right people all around the nation.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I ignore stuff like this because, okay, you got to join another association. It's a great honor for you. But to your point, Sandra, what is it actually doing to solve problems for the city?
It's doing nothing. We need some help, and we need some help from him.
Is policing your number one concern, like crime or education? What's concerning you the most?
When I drive through Montgomery, I see all panhandlers standing on the side of the street. I mean, all the way up into the middle of the night. I see roads not taken care of. The potholes everywhere. You have to memorize where to drive so you don't tear off the front end of your car. I mean, there's everything going wrong with Montgomery right now.
Right.
Not only is crime the number one thing, but, I mean, somebody is shot almost every day in Montgomery.
Right.
I don't understand. But I am concerned that I don't know what we need to do, but we need some help in Montgomery and the surrounding areas because the crime is out of control.
Well, amen. And a new police chief needs to be named very soon indeed, and need to get on top of it like yesterday.
Yes. Yes. Because I watched your show where, I mean, they were standing out there saying they didn't know why he was released. Well, we know why he was released. But it's better to tell the truth than try and cover it up with a lie. He just needs to be honest.
Well, I appreciate the call, Sandra.
Have a great day, Joey.
272-9228. Again, that's 272-9228. Oh, yeah, the Amtrak new schedule. I'm just looking at local news here, folks. Now, Montgomery is going to hold an annual remembrance event for homicide victims on Tuesday called an Evening of Remembrance. It's returning to Montgomery for the fifth year, and the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office is encouraging the entire community to come out and show their support. D.A. Darrell Bailey, his office hosts the annual event as a way of supporting the families, friends, and neighbors of crime victims as they honor the memory of the loved ones they lost to violence. It's a free event. Coincides with the National Crime Victims Rights Week. Be held at the Free Will Missionary Baptist Church, 6:30 p.m. Church is located at 1724 Hill Street here in Montgomery. And I believe that will be on a Tuesday. It's upcoming Tuesday. Featured speakers include Bethany Allen and Faye and Daniel McCall Sr. Mrs. Allen's husband, Eddie Allen, was shot and killed during an armed robbery outside of a Montgomery restaurant in February of 1995. McCall's son, Daniel Roman McCall, was murdered in his own home in September 2015. Each speaker will share important, powerful messages about grief, coping, and pressing forward on a path to healing, according to the DA's office. Well, that does sound like an event that can mend some wounds because, thank God I've never personally suffered from that sort of trauma. It hadn't happened to me personally, it hadn't happened to a family member. But I can imagine, you know, something like an armed robbery, one you loved ends up murdered. It's not something you easily, you know, get over it, so to speak. You don't. And anything that traumatic, it takes years. In fact, that's what I'm worried about the most here locally, state, nation, is I think more and more folks are being exposed to things they don't fully understand. They're getting a bad taste in their mouth. And these things aren't solved in a week. They're not solved a month or even a year necessarily. These things can reverberate and ripple out and have effects for years to come. So we need to start going in the right direction. Some of this means the basics. Hiring more police officers, having a chief that's going to inspire confidence in officers and the citizenry. But it also is going to have to start at home, as we've been saying for years here. And some of y'all are doing great. And some of y'all are clearly dropping the ball. And you never know when the worst is going to happen. But there are definitely things you could have done sometimes. 272-9228 again. If you want to hop in and talk on the show here. How about this? Let me hit a quick break. Try to get in touch with Ray Bowles. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap, so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing today?
Man, good. I'm doing great. I'm riding down the road with Bart, and I'm so excited. He's going to do the radio ad today.
Oh, hey, Bart.
What? Come on, Bart. He's a chicken. Why is everybody so scared to talk to you, Joey?
Yeah, I've been feeling that lately, too. Like, hey, y'all call up, challenge me or something. Daggum.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are coming back from Auburn, spent it literally all day in Auburn, measuring all over the place. Man, you got to be careful in that town. These kids will just jump out in front of you. They don't even look at you. They just keep on walking. It's a crazy town.
Yeah, you better look out then.
But if y'all need a floor, call us at 285-8117. If it's in Auburn or Montgomery, Wetumpka, Basil, it don't matter. Call us. We'll come run and give you that free measurement. Next thing you know, you got a floor down.
You still got the same number there for Prattville Carpet?
We do. 285-8117. And hey, if everybody's listen, Dave's probably listening, so don't ask for David. Ask for Bart.
285.
Come on, Bart. Give yourself a plug. You don't need to do that. Good gracious.
So, again, that number for Prattville Carpet, folks, 285-8117. When you call up 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray and Bart on the radio.
Well, you heard Ray on the radio. I'm riding around my invisible friend, Bart.
Yeah, I need to check your payroll logs. Does Bart actually work here?
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, Ray. Again, if you want to get your shots in, 272-9228. You know, one story I saw a while back, I have yet to see the Barbie movie. And, you know, it's at this point, it's kind of a point of pride. Stupid pride. Like, I honestly don't care. Like, if somebody wants to pay me to watch it, I'll watch it. But if I get to choose what's on my own, say, TV or in front of my own eyeballs, I ain't choosing the Barbie movie. And, well, this came out a few weeks ago where, of all people, Shakira. That's right. Talking about the Latin pop star who is, wonder if she's single. She still looks great. But she gave an interview, and she was asked about the Barbie movie. Here's what she had to say. And again, I'm not seeing it, so I'm not going to try to judge it too much. I've seen some reviews. I've talked to people who liked it. I've talked to people who just absolutely loathed the movie. I guess, yeah, we had the whole Barbenheimer thing. Now that this stuff is easily accessible, watch at home, more and more folks are checking it out. But Shakira gives her opinion on the Barbie movie to that august publication called Allure. She said, quote, "My sons absolutely hated it. They felt that it was emasculating. And I agree to a certain extent. I'm raising two boys. I want them to feel powerful, too, while respecting women. I like pop culture when it attempts to empower women without robbing men of their possibility to be men, to also protect and provide." Huh. "I believe in giving women all the tools and the trust that we can do it all without losing our essence, without losing our femininity," or something like that. "I think that men have a purpose in society and women have another purpose as well. We complement each other, and that compliment should not be lost." Well, that doesn't seem all that controversial to me. Like, I don't mind a strong lady who who stands up for her sons, not like in the Barbie movie, because I have yet to see it. I refuse to see it. At this point, I don't really have a good reason. It's just time and my own inbuilt stubbornness. I don't want to watch that freaking movie. But there were some folks that upset about that, of course. Oh, Shakira, this is not the take. Just say you didn't understand it and go. Did she not watch the ending of the movie where Kins finally got their respect and their purpose was showcased? Or showcased, I think the person meant to write. Hate to say it, but she is a boy mom raising future incels. Man, I'd love that insult. Involuntarily celibate. It's kind of like the opposite of taking a vow of celibacy. You do that on purpose. Yes, me. No, voluntarily right now. Susan will be joining Greg, by the way, folks. That's going to be fun to listen to. Y'all tune into Happy Hour here in a second. But it's just, the culture war is so real and often just so silly. Like, I'm not going to see the Barbie movie. I'm good. It's not like I won't, you know, watch other fruity things. It's just 272-922-8. Just checking the news to see if anything big or breaking happened today. You know, sometimes folks, there are days in the news where I'm like, I'm done with this. There's nothing all that interesting going on. I mean, for instance, Trump is now defending Mike Johnson, saying we have such a slim majority, don't blame Mikey boy there, Speaker of the House, for the problem here. Well, except we are. When you sell yourself as going to stand up against all these issues and then you cave big time, yeah, people are going to be a little upset with that. Now, this could be fun. Alvin Bragg and prosecutors of Trump in this stupid case that's going on, they want 10 different posts removed from Truth Social. Yeah, there are 10 posts that have violated the gag order. So these are the 10 posts in question. Thank you to Michael Avenatti for revealing the truth about two sleazebags who have, with their lies and misrepresentations, cost our country dearly. Trump said that after Michael Avenatti, who used to represent Stormy Daniels, he's still in prison, I believe, and he's been doing media hits where he's like, I don't think this case is fair, and in fact, both Stormy and especially Michael Cohen are liars. So, there you go. That's one they want Trump to take down. So at one point, Trump put out there Daniels' 2018 statement denying her relationship with Trump. Look what I just found. Will the fake news report it? That's apparently a violation of the gag order. One about disgraced attorney and felon, Michael Cohen. Jonathan Turley's serial perjurer article from the New York Post. Wait, so Trump can't post an article from somebody else's opinion? That gag order means he can't even say, I didn't even say it. I'm just pointing to what this other guy said. That's what most of these are. They reposted an op-ed by Jonathan Turley that Trump's campaign website posted Turley's thing. A National Review article that they posted on Cohen's guilty plea. These people are out of control. This isn't justice. This is just asinine. And when you start to go, if nobody's going to deal fairly, I guess I'll win, right? That's where we are. And if you think, oh, it was so much better before Trump. No, it was just as crazy. Y'all were just still stuck in the Matrix, which is a great documentary. Go rewatch it every once in a while. Keanu Reeves is just stunning in that documentary. Yeah, I think what's happened is more and more Americans have unplugged themselves from the system. They're tired of seeing what the system has become. They're tired of being lied to by a bunch of folks making big promises. And yet we keep falling for it. 272-9228. Now have Jerry Seinfeld coming out and saying, Well, movies, they're over. I'm not going to do a Seinfeld. Saying that movies are over. But he made one anyway. Well, it's not a bad marketing campaign. I don't think movies are completely over. I thought it was a pretty good year at the box office. And I don't know about y'all, but I still like going to the movie theater occasionally. There's something different about that full-on experience, but it ain't what it used to be. I'll admit to that. Not exactly the same, well, feeling in the air when it comes to movie season, especially the summer box office or blockbuster. Like, no, not the same thing. Wow, Julie Kelly's on Twitter. She's a political and legal correspondent, been really carrying the water for Trump when it comes to a lot of these Trump cases. And she's posted new info from unredacted evidence in classified documents case. Within 24 hours of receiving 15 boxes from Mar-a-Lago, here's the assessment by the National Archives folks, NARA. She calls them an effing clown show. So here's what NARA, the National Archives Group, said after they received the boxes. Quote, we received 15 banker's boxes and the weather map. My plan was to glance into each box before I shelved it so I could give y'all a high-level overview. As I fanned through the pile of newspapers at the top of the first box, I found several unfoldered classified documents in between some of the newspapers. So I took all the boxes to the skiff. The first box I picked up in the skiff had a newspaper on top that was posted 1-20-2021. At that point, I decided to take a closer look at each box to see if there are other issues that you three, David and Deb, might want to know about sooner than later. There may be others I didn't notice, but here's an overview. The majority of the materials consist of newspapers, magazines, and printed news articles. The majority of the items are not in folders, just piled in the boxes. Some boxes seem to have things from the same period. Others have documents from multiple years. There is no information written on the boxes to provide any context. And I wasn't joking about the classified docs just showing up in the midst of a stack of newspapers. The lack of any organization was consistent through the boxes. Thankfully, we got more than newspapers and magazines. There are plenty of original presidential records, and there many contain Trump's handwriting. There's one accordion folder in the mess, so it stood out. It contained, among other things, the Obama letter and North Korea correspondence. We need to verify that all of the correspondence is there, but I think we're in good shape. There are a lot of classified records. Except for a number of presidential daily schedules scattered throughout the boxes, the unclassified docs don't seem to focus on any one issue. Yeah, it's almost like these are just kind of all thrown together. But again, the more you look at these cases, like really, this is what you're going to use to take down a former president who's a leading presidential candidate going into November? This is just absurd. But that's the world we live in, folks. Absurd. Where people who are ravenous for political power or scared of the other side or whatever excuse, reason you want to come up with, let's just continue to tear down the goodwill of our society in the name of politics. Because that should work out for everybody. Goodness, what a miserable news day. It was nice talking to Susan Woody, though, there for a second. And y'all stay tuned. Susan will be on, filling in for Rosie, with Craig Budell and Happy Hour. They're next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WAC.